CD 2. Track 18.
My son Tommy loves RPG, that's role-playing games, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons. He sits in his room with a couple of friends and they imagine they are warriors, elves, trolls and I don't know what else. They can spend hours like that. Some other parents have warned me that they think role-play games are dangerous. They say young people who play those games lose touch with reality. So what's wrong with that, as long as it's only for a few hours? Don't we all want to forget our problems sometimes? I read detective stories. My son plays his games. Fair enough, surely? Anyway, it's not that easy to lose touch with reality if you've got 3 tests every week at school. Or people say, the boys put themselves into the skin of evil, cruel beings, and it changes their personality. That's just nonsense. When Tommy hacks a dragon to pieces in a game, it doesn't mean he'll do the same to the neighbour's dog, does it? I have only one objection to role-playing games. They simply take up a lot of time, really a lot, and I feel it would be better if Tommy did different things, played more sports, for example. But I'm sure he'll grow out of it.